2 Kings chapter number 23, verse number 3. Nothing like the pages of Bible leaves turning, is it? Don't ever want us to put a big screen up with pictures. Y'all may quit toting your Bible. The devil will give you enough excuse not to tote them anyhow. Anybody got devil trouble? Anybody around the house got devil trouble? I'm going to do sort of like I told them at revival meeting this week. I'm going to pick me out three or four that's smiling at me and enjoying the preaching tonight, and that's who I'm going to preach to tonight. I watched a couple this morning. Looked like their mother-in-law moved in. Boy, that discouraged me, Brother Mike. Look at people. Look at me like, I don't know why we come here. Well, I don't know why they come here either. We had a church sign on the road. Something, man. I won't tell y'all, you got a preacher wants to do right. I'm telling you, I want to do right by all my heart. I want to see our church do good, don't you? I want to see every family we got drive a new car if God would want that for you, and tote a new pocketbook, ladies. We're not against things. I think God's people ought to be the happiest people in the world. And I'm going to preach something tonight that'll help you if you'll just get it down, you. And we sure do need preaching. But I'm not going to look at two or three of you cross-eyed folks. I'm looking at somebody that loves their preacher. Anybody love their preacher tonight? Thank you. I'm glad you raised your hand. The devil told me today I'd be voted out tonight. I'm not worried about a vote. I ain't going to let you vote. Amen. I'm scared to have a vote. I'm afraid I'd be out. I done left the Pepsi career. I can't sell no more. I got to preach. And the way stock market is, Lord have mercy, I'd hate to live on what my earnings would be, Brother Gerald. Well, ain't God good to us? Turn around and tell somebody, say, God's good to us. Turn around and tell them tonight. Boy, our next step may be the last step. I said this. I went by the funeral home. And Brother Gilbert and him's not here, so I won't try to dig up nothing tonight. Miss Renee really did love Miss Brooksy. They loved to hug. Miss Brooksy liked hugs. If you don't like hugging in this church, man, you're in the wrong church. Now, we got some people here hug on you and squall on you and cry on you. Renee left out. I said, honey, something all over you. She said, somebody hug me. Ain't you glad you can wear your hugs out of this church? God, if we've ever had a time that we ought to be able to wear a hug out, it ought to be tonight. There's been a lot of times I needed somebody to hug me, and that hug going out to church with me. But I looked in that coffin, and you can go and sit down. I don't know what I'm going to do. I looked in that coffin, and I whispered to myself, I said, I sure hope I didn't let you down preaching. I sure hope that something I said helped you before you got there. You know, it's not my heart to hurt nobody. Some people may think that's strange, but it's not my heart to hurt you. It's my heart to be truthful to you that it may help you. They took my grandbaby to the doctor today. They didn't want to hear a lie. They wanted to know what was wrong with her. And I believe the Word of God will help us, don't you? I've seen something here. I don't know whether to, when I give you my title, I don't know whether to cry or to shout. Because it's so good, I just can't, I don't know. I don't know. It's helped me. 2 Kings 23:3, and the king stood by a pillar
made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep His commandments and His testimonies and His statutes with all their heart and all their soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in the book, and all the people stood to the covenant. I'm glad God is a God that makes covenants with His people. I think we ought to be careful of the covenants that we break with Him. And it's easy to give God commitments in the altar or in the choir. And we better remember that God takes His word seriously. And the Bible said in verse 4, the king commanded Hilkiah, the high priest, and the priests of the second order, and the keepers of the door, to bring forth out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels that were made for Baal, and for the grove, and for the hosts of heaven. And he burned them without Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron, and carried the ashes of them unto Bethel. A lot of things in the church don't belong in the church. They ought to be burned up tonight. Any idols, be careful not to worship pews, and be careful not to worship carpet or chandeliers, or be careful not to worship a building. God don't inhabit a building. God inhabits the heart and the spirit and the soul of His people. And the Bible said in verse number 5, He put down the idolatrous priests whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah, the places round about Jerusalem, them also that burn incense to Baal, to the sun, to the moon, to the planets, and all the hosts of the heaven. They brought out the grove from the house of the Lord without Jerusalem to the brook Kidron, and burned it at the brook Kidron, and stamped it small to powder, cast the powder there upon the graves of the children of the people. And he brake down the houses of the Sodomites that were by the house of the Lord, where the women wove hangings for the grove, and brought all the priests out of the cities of Judah, and defiled the high places where the priests had burned incense from Geba to Beersheba, break down the high places of the gates where they're entering in, the gate of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were on the man's left hand, and on the gate of the city. Then we find in verse number 16, and Josiah turned himself, and he spied the sepulchers that were there in the mount. And he sent, and he took the bones out of the sepulchers, and burned them upon the altar, and polluted it, according to the word of the Lord, which the man of God proclaimed, who proclaimed these words. And he said, what title is that that I see? And the men of the city told him, it's the sepulcher of the man of God, which came from Judah, and proclaimed these things that thou hast done against the altar of Bethel. Verse 18, we'd like to preach out of tonight. The Bible said, and he said, let him alone. Let no man move his bones. So they let his bones alone, with the bones of the prophet that came out of Samaria. I'm going to preach on this subject tonight. Leave old bones alone. He said, let him alone. Let no man move his bones. So they let his bones alone. Wouldn't it be a blessing if somebody let your bones alone? I want to say, first of all, there's the fact of bones. You know, a lot of you, your marriage is never going to get better till you leave old bones alone. A lot of you say, well, now you remember that old boy you used to date, run around with? Boy, you're digging up all them old... You, a lot of you ladies, you may say to your husband, you remember them old places you used to hang out? Boy, it's quiet, ain't it? You ought to leave them old bones alone. Some of you, you've had bad experiences in marriages, and you know what? You ought to leave them old bones alone. Oh boy, I'm going to tell you, marriage is complicated enough loving one another. Amen. And so your marriage is never going to be what it could be till you leave them old bones alone. He said, let him alone. Let no man move his bones. So they let his bones alone. That's a good title. Leaving old bones alone. See, your marriage is never going to get better if you don't quit bringing up these old bones and shaking things in front of somebody and trying to belittle them. And then, you know something, a lot of you've had bad experiences in churches. I have too. But you know what? To leave them old bones alone and realize that's things in the past. And some of you down at your job, you want to pull old bones out and shake them at people. And why don't you realize that God makes no mistakes? And we ought to just move on for the glory of God. Matter of fact, I ain't got no bones tonight because I done read something and I like it. He said 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Did y'all know the preacher used to smoke dope? How could he be a preacher? Leave them old bones alone. Did you know that him and Miss Renee used to fuss and fight like cats and dogs? Yeah, 31 years. Leave them old bones alone. Well, did you know that she spent all of his money and absolutely bankrupted him? Why don't you leave old bones alone? There's the fact of bones. You know what the Lord gave me this evening, and we're going to go home in a minute. You better get a hold of this preaching real quick tonight. There's a fact, Brother Adam, about these bones. Now, this is deep. First of all, everybody has bones. Or, everybody's had bones. You know, I remember when they landed over at Melita, I hear a lot about, you know, our church growing, and somebody said, man, have you seen that crowd of people down there they preaching to? How, can you imagine? I mean, they ain't even got their hair cut right. Well, don't you know that Jesus catches all fish before He cleans them? I like those that landed over at Melita. The Bible said that they built a fire and received us everyone. I'd be careful about the bones I was bringing up on somebody. The fact of bones, 1 Corinthians 6 and verse number 9. Let me tell you, God is a God of second chances, and God is a God that wipes our past all away. There's a lot of times when I first started preaching, the devil would rear his head up and stick his tongue out at me and say, how in the world can you be a preacher? I can tell you how. One day I got born again by the grace of God, and He called me into this thing. A lot of you say, well, how in the world can you lead a song and all of that that you used to do? Well, let me tell you, when the devil raises them bones up to you, just remember him, honey, that it's all under the blood tonight. And I'm glad those are gone, old bones that's gone by. You say now, preacher, I don't meddle with my bones and I won't meddle with your bones. That's a deal with me. You know, we love to think we all perfect, don't we? We hear about somebody's child going astray and getting drunk and getting locked up or acting crazy. And then we say, did you hear about that kid? Why? How could that kid be in our youth group? They used to drink all the time. You're digging up bones. You're digging up bones. How in the world can they join that church? Don't you realize what they used to do? You're digging up bones. He said, let them bones alone. Digging up them old bones. Boy, I've been in some bad places and I'm not proud of them tonight. And isn't it amazing that Jesus never brings them bones up to us, but we bring them up to ourselves? No place will you ever see where Jesus ridiculed or blamed anybody. He said, go and sin no more. Lord, this is helping me. Is it helping anybody to leave these bones alone? Some of y'all said, well, we'd have him over the house, but he eats too much. Well, I'm on a diet now. If you have me over, I won't eat but one piece of chicken, two pieces of cornbread. We can't have that preacher over. He eats like Brother Howard Jackson. Somebody say amen. I'm sorry, Brother Howard. Leave bones alone. I'm sorry. Done going against my own teaching tonight. I've never seen a skinny man eat so much in all my life. I just want to confess that. I reckon it makes him poor to tote it, Brother Jerry. Leave these old bones alone. You know the fact of bones. Now, 1 Corinthians 6, verse number 9. I want you to really take a look here what the Word of God says tonight. It's really helped me in my life, and I hope it helps you in your life. Matter of fact, in 2 weeks, I'm preaching for a man that I want you to hear preach. He's a young man, and he's been to Brother Larry Brown's college, just a great, great young preacher. And you know what he's got? He's got the roughest bunch of people that a man could ever pastor. But you know what?
They've done figured out that they can go to his church down there where he's a preaching and get some help for them and not have to face religion. Can I tell you, people need help. They don't need religion. When they walk in the doors of this church, there's a young man here this morning, hair down his back. I know what the Bible says. The Bible says a man got long hair, it's a shame unto him. But you didn't hear me let it come out on my outline and pull up bones to somebody. I'm glad they hear. I hope they hear next week. And I hope they bring all their cousins and their nephews and their uncles next week. And I hope they got so many tattoos on them you can't read all of them. Matter of fact, I've been wanting to get me one. Miss Renee won't let me. She says, you got any idea when you get old what that's going to look like? You can do with that what you want. The fact of bones. Now watch your Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, or covetous, or drunkards, or revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now verse 11, you ought to highlight this verse because it sure will help our church. And such were some of you. But you're washed. Somebody said, I never would go hear that preacher preach. You smoke that much dope. Well, let me tell you, honey. All my bones is under the blood. Amen. Under the blood. I ain't got no bones. I ain't got no skeletons in my closet. They all been put on the blood. Put right out in the depth of the sea. Look what he says now. And such were some of you, but you're washed. But you're sanctified, you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. There is the fact of bones. We all have bones. I guarantee you, I'm married to the best woman in Georgia. She's got bones. You don't believe it? You just come by and fill in that finger right there. It's got a bone in it. We all got things in the past that we're not proud of. I wish I'd have minded my mom and daddy the way this Bible said more. I wish I'd have showed more love to my mom and daddy. And I can tell you what, fellas, I told Miss Renee last night of laying there. Now, the older I get, I'm getting a little bit of sense, Brother Gerald. Not a bucket load, but I'm getting some. I said, honey, I'm sorry all the times I was ugly to you. I done live long enough now, honey. I done found out what really matters. And I don't want her to go to heaven without me apologizing for some things that I've said that hurt my wife. And I know you boys is perfect and you ain't got no bones and I ain't either because they under the blood tonight. And so it ain't no sense and you keep bringing up old bones. That ain't helping your marriage. It's not helping your relationships. It's not helping you with Jesus. You ought to quit thinking about what you used to do and think about what you are now through the body of Christ. Such were some of you, but now we're justified and we're sanctified and we're in the Lord Jesus, honey. When them bones come up and go to rattling at you, don't let them depress you. Put them back in the graveyard where Jesus put them. Digging up bones. You know, there's the fact of digging up bones. And then number two, there is the finding of bones. Who in the world would want to go and dig up bones? Colossians 3 and verse number 13. I looked on a website today and they got a place called the Bone Room. People's crazy. Did you know they're selling skulls for $2,000? Did you know it's not against the law in America to sell bones? The website said we've had a problem restocking our shelves because of the high intensity of orders. I said, well, I know some folks that can fill your storeroom back up. The finding of bones. Colossians 3, verse number 13. The Bible says, forbearing one another, forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, Even as Christ forgave ye, so also do ye. Let me tell you, that's just not to a Christian to Christian. That's to anybody that's wronged you or done you harm. The Bible says this, if any man have a quarrel against what? Any. Even as Christ forgave ye, so also do ye. Maybe what you ought to do instead of pulling up bones, you ought to go to forgiving people. Loving on people. Quit talking about people and love people. Matter of fact, if you gossiped as much about people, if you talked to the Lord as much as you gossip, I bet you things would pick up where you live. Some of y'all on the phone. Pss, 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 pss. Digging up bones, ain't you? Didn't they used to have a song in my worldly songs, digging up bone, digging up bone, down, 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 down. Digging up bone, digging up bones. Everybody digging up bones. That's sort of like that song with your hat sideways and your pants on the ground, ain't it? Down, down, down. Y'all didn't think your preacher knows what was going on, did you? Next time you're down there at the Walmart, at the Dollar General, somebody pushes their buggy by and says, "Hey, did you hear about so-and-so breaking up and getting a divorce?" Y'all say, "Digging up bones, down, 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 down. Digging up bones, down, down, down." I wish somebody would give me all the words of that. I'd sing it all tonight. Boy, y'all so nervous. Y'all think... Finding bone. You know, I don't know why people's trying to dig things. Bones is where something lived in the past. Boy, that's deep right there now. Somebody say that's good preaching, Pastor. Bones is where something used to live. I'm not the man I used to be. Sure, I've had problems and issues. But honey, let me tell you something. Jesus put all that under the... Be careful with people that come to your church and don't look like you and dress exactly like you. I'm glad we've got variety. I'm glad everybody don't just look like everybody. We wouldn't know who to call on to sing. This message is real deep for some of y'all. The finding of bones, the fact of bones. And then there's the fetching of bones. John 8, Jesus had something to say to a group of law abiders, legalists one day. I love these boys. You know, they would say that a preacher couldn't be a preacher if he wore a pair of Bermuda shorts, or if he had a goatee, he couldn't be a preacher. And you know, if he drove a nice car, he wouldn't be right with God. Or if he liked to deer hunt or play golf, ain't no way he's right with God. I got news for a lot of these boys out preaching a bunch of stupid stuff. John 8, verse number 1. Look what the Bible says. Let me tell you something. People don't go to hell for drinking. Drinking's wrong. People don't go to hell for smoking. I think smoking's wrong. But that don't send people to hell. Unbelief in the Lord Jesus is what sends people to hell. Now, John 8, verse number 1. Let's look how Jesus handled the situation. And you know something? If we'll always do how Jesus handled things, we'd be a lot better people, wouldn't we? I wish I could talk to my wife, Brother Kevin, the way Jesus would always talk to my wife. You ever notice how compassionate Jesus is? Do you notice Jesus very seldom really just... I mean, absolutely was ugly to anybody. He called them vipers a few times, but Jesus was full of compassion. Jesus had standards and high character, but you know, he didn't look down on somebody because they didn't have the things of the world. He says this now, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again to the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery, and when they'd set her in the midst, I want to ask them, can you imagine how this woman felt? Can you imagine they come in their little trivial meeting and set a woman down?
Well, I guarantee you one thing. If I was her and could have got out of there, I'd have never come back to that church. So they said to him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. And Moses in the law, right there is where we mess up. We try to hold people by the law. The law never did bring life. The law always killed people. A lot of you trying to get your marriage fixed by the law. It's not going to work by living by the law. You got to love each other by grace. Wish y'all could see my mirror while I brush my teeth. Y'all would have a conniption fit. Toothpaste all over the mirror. But I live there. And you know what? I got ready to hunt this pair of socks tonight. I had them on this morning. And I didn't put them back in the dresser where they belong. I throwed them right down where I knowed I could get them tonight. Some of y'all don't like it. But I can tell you, I'm glad I ain't married to you. Because it'd be on by Friday at my house. They come, said, now we're going to bring the law out on this girl. Moses and the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but we won't know what you say. I don't know, we really won't know what he says or not. See, that's the problem with preaching. It ain't what the preacher says, that's what thus saith the word of God, it tears you up. And this they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. I wonder what he wrote on the ground. That's something I've always wondered. I wonder what he wrote, because it sure did turn. The Bible says, so when they continued asking him, he lifted up his staff and said unto him, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, being at the eldest even to the last, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. This is helping me, boy. Does the devil ever accuse you of anything? When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said to her, woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Boy, a bunch of legal Baptists would have had her churched and stood up in front of everybody and embarrassed to death. There's the fetching of bones. Then there's the fret of bones. Y'all ever got strangled on a bone? Let me see your hand if you ever been strangled on a bone. Boy, was eating fish. I was a little old bitty kid. We're sitting at the supper table and all of a sudden I turned blue. And Daddy realized something was wrong. That little old bitty fella, he jerked me out, went out the back door and turned me upside down, went to shaking me, and it didn't work. And my mama, bless her soul tonight, she grabbed me and throwed my head back. Maybe what's wrong with my neck tonight? She threw my head back. She had a finger that long. She run that thing down in my throat. She said, I got it. Oh, I'm glad she got it out. You know, you can choke on bones. Listen, now we fit to go home and enjoy the rest of the night. Some of you are. Be careful that you're not digging up bones. People come in our church may not look just like you and may not have the jobs you've got. Just love on them. And I don't care what they've done back yonder. You know something, you just love on them. You may make the biggest lasting impression on them that you have ever had in all of your life. Can I ask y'all something now? I'm trying to get on. Would anybody want your bones scattered around up yonder, all that you've done and your past, and you you try to come here and get help from God and nobody give them a chance because they got a big old pile of bones. They, some men's got saved at this church, and I've heard in the community, how in the world could they get saved? I tell you how, because He saves sinners. And watch this. And such were some of you. I'm glad I'm on the winning side tonight. And I thank God for it. Father, we love You tonight. We bless You and thank You. Oh God, I'm glad I have no bones from my past. Thank You, Lord, they're under the blood. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Headed to Your world. I bless You and thank You. I pray, oh God, You'd help our people tonight. Lord, to realize when an old sinner comes in this door, could we just love on them? God, could we just be good to them? And God, not be like this religious, pharisaical crowd and bring them up under a jury and a judge. But God, could we just love them and get them to You? Lord, I know You want to save sinners in this town. Know You want to save sinners in this community. Help us to reach them. Oh God, help us to be the Christians that You need us to be and You want us to be. We love You and praise You. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And God bless you. Appreciate you being here tonight.